Look at verse 11.
Like the partridge that gathers a brood that she did not hatch. Do you see it? You look up there, there's a partridge, there's a brood. What do you think? That's the partridge's brood. But it didn't hatch him. Notice as it continues. So is he who gets riches, but not by justice. Oh, you look like you have this? You must have a good life. But in reality, it's empty. It's a facade. It's an image. It's a lie. In the midst of his days, they will leave him, meaning the riches, or the brood that the partridge gathers that's not its. And at his end, he will be a fool. The book of Proverbs right here. There's a path that God calls us on where if you go on that path, people will call you a fool, but in reality, you're wise. There's another path you can go on. If you go on, people will call you wise, but in reality, you're a fool. This way has its roots in self and this world. This way has its roots in God. Sin always makes promises it can't keep. And when you get what you want from sin through trusting in your flesh and your own strength, the seeming blessing, though it will often give temporary pleasure and achieve a temporary end, will ultimately prove to be a curse. Sin is always a bait and switch racket. What Satan promises, he cannot deliver. Since your heart is the problem, you cannot be the solution.